Hi, I'm Zoe, I'm Head of Sport.
Hi, I'm Tristan, I'm Sports Editor.
And today we're going to talk about Bugs Big Wednesday. There's been a lot of chatter about Bugs Big Wednesday around campus and online, but what actually is it?
In this, the 100th year of Bugs, the University of Nottingham will be hosting the pinnacle of the Bugs season for a second consecutive year. Bugs Big Wednesday is the culmination of the Team Sport League programme, an event where we see over 60 of the UK's top university teams compete for championship and trophy title.
Before we get into it, you're going to be hearing the words championship and trophy a lot. To explain what the difference is, because we weren't entirely sure ourselves, I had to delve deep into the Bugs rules and regulations. So, according to regulation 5.4.1.1, the championship in each sport shall consist of a maximum of 16 first teams drawn from the relevant national and or Premier Leagues with, and this is according to regulation 5.4.1.1.4, championship finals being hosted at an appropriate venue determined by the Bucks office.
On the other hand, a trophy is basically just another type of competition, like in football, the FA Cup and the League Cup. So according to 5.4131. Where possible, the first round matches of the trophy should be regionalised north and south, with the finals again being held in an appropriate venue. That's regulation 54132 if you want to check.
Therefore, the teams competing for the championship are university's first team and are drawn for the highest leagues first. Whereas for the trophy, the teams are separated regionally, and this seems to be for practicality more than anything else. Got it?
It doesn't really matter if not. If a team's made it to Bugs Big Wednesday, it's the final of a competition, which is great for anyone and shows they must be pretty good at what they do, really.
Okay, so last year we competed in 11 events and won 6 of them, which isn't too bad going.
This year we're playing in 16 events with the opportunity to play in 17 as the semi-final of the men's tennis is still yet to be played. We're playing Stirling first to try and get that place in the final.
I'm quite confident we'll make it.
Yeah, me too. The fact we're in 5 more events this year shows the university sport programme is always improving.
I totally agree. Now, let's look at the events we're competing in. One of the ones we're confident for is table tennis. We have men's and women's teams both in the trophy and the championship finals. And after what happened last year, we're pretty confident we can take them all.
What happened last year, I hear you ask? Well, our men's table tennis team made it to the championship final and it was a whitewash. We beat UCL 10-0.
I was there and we were untouchable.
We also won the men's table tennis trophy, beating Derby 9-6.
Our women's table tennis first also made it to the championship final, but unfortunately lost out on the victory. All of our teams competing have topped their league, except for our women's seconds team, but that's because they're in the same league as the women's first, so we're just one place behind them.
The men's championship is a repeat of last year, as UCL brave it again to see if they can score any points against us.
I bet they'll be coming back with a vengeance, but also terrified.
Yeah, probably. Our women's championship competitors, Edinburgh, have topped their Bucks league. They have a separate Scottish league though, so they're not in the same league as our team. The other team in the men's trophy final is Newcastle. They've topped the Bucks league, so it'll be a bit tighter in that game.
Finally, the women's trophy will be a tense and exciting one as we're facing our rivals. That's right, it's a mini varsity. We're facing Trent, who are 6 points behind our team in the league. You all know who we think will win that one.
Table tennis will be an exciting one though. Another sport we excel in is squash. We have an amazing squash facilities at David Ross and have a team in the SBL. Our men's team finished second in their Bucks League and the women won theirs.
This year we're competing for the men's trophy, women's trophy and the women's championship. Our competitors for the men's trophy, Newcastle, have struggled this season and finished next to bottom of their league. The competitors for the women's trophy, Edinburgh, are top of their league and the women's championship will be a juicy one as we face a team who finished second and behind us in the league and who we beat last year, Edinburgh.
Last year, the men took both the championship and the trophy, and the women claimed the championship with a 5-0 victory over Edinburgh, but missed out narrowly on the trophy with a 3-2 defeat to UWE.
I was also there for that unfortunate squash defeat, and it was such a close match.
Another close defeat we suffered last year was in the women's badminton trophy and championship. We lost 5-3 in the trophy to Durham and 5-2 in the championship to Loughborough.
We'll be looking to change that this year as we have competitors in the Women's Championship, the Men's Championship and the Men's Trophy. Our women's team finished top of their Bucks League with the two men's teams sitting second and third in theirs. I think after last year's defeat, the women will be keen to come back and show what they're worth.
Definitely. We've also got a team in the Basketball Women's Trophy. Our women's first won their Bucks League and are in great shape, but their opponents, Bournemouth, have done the same. This would definitely be a tight one.
We've also made it to the football men's trophy final. Our boys finished second in their Bucks League and will be coming into this game with nothing to prove. They're also playing against Bath seconds, and whilst other unis get more investment in football than we do, I'm hoping our first team can be that difference and go all the way.
This list just keeps on going. We've made it to so many more finals than last year. We're also competing for the Netball Women's Trophy, another final we weren't in last year, and this season our women have topped their Bucks League and their competitors, Birmingham Seconds, are 3 places behind them in the table. Foreshadowing to the result of the match? We hope so.
The last event we have to tell you about is water polo. Last year, we won the men's trophy and the boys are up for it again. The women have also stepped up and are in the running for the women's trophy too. The men's competition is an Essex side who have had a disappointing season as they finished 4th in their Bucks League, whilst our men have topped theirs. The women's competition is Oxford, who are 3rd in the same league as the one our women won. They're only 4 points behind our girls, so despite the table differences, it should still be a close one.
That's a lot of matches.
And don't forget, if our men can win their match against Stirling, we'll have another final in the men's tennis championship.
So much variety, it's really amazing. So realistically, how many do you think we can win?
Well, as much as I want to say everything, I think, as shown last year, our strongest sports are table tennis and squash, but the badminton and basketball teams have developed a lot over the past 12 months, and water polo are really strong too. I just can't say.
I think nearly every game will be a closely contending one, so how can you support the Green and Gold for another thrilling Bucks Big Wednesday?
The home bulk of events is being held at David Ross, with some also being held on Jubilee and Highfields, and then a bit further afield, there's some at the Nottingham Tennis Centre, Nottingham Hockey Centre and Bisford United.
University of Nottingham staff and students are being offered a discounted price. You have to buy a ticket for each individual venue, but bear in mind that if you buy one for David Ross, you will have the opportunity to see 26 matches, 14 of which we will be involved in. You can buy tickets online now. It'll be an amazing day of sport celebrating all of the great talent we have here at UON.
A loud supportive crowd can make all the difference in a tightly contested match. And for the price of 1.5 VKs, you can help the Green and Gold better their record from last year.